in couples like that, if I, you're all together, right? Why don't you just stand up and let's see what God does here. Hallelujah. I see something new being birthed into your heart and birthed into your spirit. But it's new, but it's old, and it's like in your heart, and it's encapsulated there, and it's been protected. And he said that this is something that's been on your heart for a long time, but it's now in a season where it's actually going to be birthed. He said there are some complex things that are going on that you're trying to sort out and set in place to know the timing and the purpose and the reason and the call and how they're all going to work together and how you're going to be able to do things relationally in the place that you're at with the people that you've been near, how you can move into the new without losing the things that you've had in the past. The Lord says, but there's going to be a little bit of that. There's going to be a shifting that happens. And he said, people's hearts are going to be weighed in the process. What you're going to do is to gather some people together, and some of those people are going to come from places that are going to cause a bit of unrest, even in the body. The Lord says that there'll be something that'll be mistaken in the beginning, thinking you're going to bring division when you're actually coming to bring unity. And these mistaken ideas and concepts are going to at first weigh heavy on your heart. But the Lord says, I want you to walk out into the fullness of the vision that I have for you. Don't hesitate. Move forward, for the timing is almost now, says the Lord. You're right on the eve of the breakthrough. You're right on the eve of the birthing. He said, now is the time and now is the season, says the Lord.